I'm looking forward to working with you on this business strategy pillar. I'd like to explain why I've created this business strategy pillar in the first place. As I've taken time in the last few years to work as a business coach and a business mentor, whether with financial advisors or other professionals or heads of other industries, I've noticed that the truths I read about a number of years ago in Michael Gerber's book, The E-Myth Revisited, really are truths. And the main truth that underlies that book is this one singular fact. Most small businesses don't work. That's what he expressed, and I re-express it to you now. Most small businesses don't work. And the problem is, the business owner manager, the person running the business, works themselves furiously hard. And what I want to do, having discussed this with you already in the Entrepreneur Foundation, we've discussed this in some detail, is now to take the practical road to reversing that situation and helping you create a business plan, because that's going to be the outcome of this whole pillar, to create a step-by-step business plan that would help you take your small business and make it work, and you work far less for the rewards that you get in. Because my sense is, whatever you expect to receive from your business, you're not yet receiving. And if you're receiving sufficient, you know what? For less time, you could create far greater outcomes, whatever those outcomes might be. So I'd like to work with you on that throughout the business strategy pillar. My mission, therefore, within the business strategy pillar is to help you create that exceptional business that we talked about so much and enthused about in principle and in theory during the Entrepreneur Foundation. Now is the time to take that into step-by-step practice. In doing that, my hope for you is to release you from the slavery and drudgery that can become the lot, the outcome of most small businesses in the way that they entrap the business owner. And in order for us to do that together, I'd like you to understand and internalize the spirit expressed in the very famous poem by Robert Frost. The poem properly entitled The Road Not Taken, but more popularly known as The Road Less Travelled. I just want to read you a couple of lines from that poem and ask you to really internalise the spirit and understand what he's trying to say. He says, two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less travelled by, and that has made all the difference. Those tiny lines, that little poem, has become so famous because it suggests this. Whatever road you're travelling on, watch out for the popular road. You need to think about travelling a road that others popularly do not. And in that lies your future success and your fulfilment. Having understood the message that Robert Frost is giving to us, we're going to examine together why I believe that there is a real business emergency within the financial advisor community. Why there really is something that is thundering towards us at great speed and with enormous power, and which will slaughter many players within the industry and simply change the face of the industry. I believe there's a true business emergency going on. And my challenge to you listening to this session and being part of this program is this. If you don't now comprehend that there is a business emergency going on within your industry, then you don't understand what is going on around you. So, in order to help you meet that business emergency, what Robert Frost is saying is you need to think differently from the rest of your peer group. You need to behave differently. You need to create a different type of strategy to most of what you see around you. And my job, my responsibility throughout the business strategy pillar is to help you, first of all, see that strategy and how it could look and how it could be put into practice in your business, to help you create and design it and construct it, and then to help you implement it step by step within your business in the coming year. That's the purpose and that's my mission within the business strategy pillar. And at the end of the pillar, you should come out of this with a practical business plan that you could work on week by week.